Shalom, everybody, and Shavuot Tov. Today is Yom Rishon B'Shabbat, the first day of the week, and in the first Aliyah of Parshat Vayeshev, we have 11 psukim. Our parsha begins the painful episode of the conflict between Yosef and his brothers. Yaakov favored Yosef, and he made for him a special robe. Yosef's brothers were jealous of him, and after Yosef told his brothers about a couple of dreams that he had, both of which sounded like he would eventually rule over them, or he wanted to rule over them, they hated him even more. In the very beginning of our parsha, in the very beginning of the conflict of the brothers against Yosef, we hear the following in Perek Lamed Zayin Pasuk Dalid, Vayiru Echav, Ki Oto Ahav Avihem Mikol Echav, Vayisneu Oto Velo Yachlu Dabro L'Shalom. The brothers saw that their father loved him, Yosef, more than all the other brothers, and they hated him, and they could not speak in any peaceful way with him or to him. Now, the end of the pasuk seems to have a superfluous phrase. What does the phrase "velo yachlu dabro l'shalom" mean? They couldn't speak peacefully with him. What does it add? Why not just say that the brothers saw that their father loved him more than the other brothers and they hated him? What does it add to say "velo yachlu dabro l'shalom"? Rav Yonatan Eibeschitz, who died in 1764, asks this question in his Sefer on the Chumash, Tiferes Yehonasan, and he offers the following critical and beautiful explanation. The Torah tells us in Parshas Kedoshim, in Vayikra Perek Yutet Pasuk Yitzayin, Lo Tisna et Achicha Bilvavecha, you may not hate your brother in your heart. But why does the Torah say Lo Tisna et Achicha Bilvavecha? You should just say Lo Tisna et Achicha. What does the Torah add by saying Lo Tisna et Achicha Bilvavecha? The Rambam, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, says in Hilchos Deos, in Perek Vav, Halacha Hey, and Halacha Vav, the Rambam discusses the Isser of hating a fellow Jew, and he says the following, Kishiyechta ish la'ish, lo yistemenu v'yishtok, I'm skipping a little bit, Ela mitzvah alav lahodio, vilo marlo, lama asita li kach vekach, vilama chatata li bedavar ploni. Says the Rambam that when a person wrongs another person, the other person should not remain silent and hate him. Again, I'm skipping, but rather there's a mitzvah to make the matter known to him and say, why'd you do this to me? Why'd you wrong me about this thing? In other words, says the Rambam, that the Isser is Lo tisna et achicha bilvavecha. The Isser is having a problem with some whom you think wronged you, and you keep it inside. Lo tisna et achicha bilvavecha. Don't keep it in. Talk it out. Discuss it. Give them a chance to apologize. Give them a chance to explain. Work on making it better. That is the Rambam. And that is exactly what Rav Yonatan Eibeschitz says is what happened in our parsha. The episode started with Vayiru Echav Ki Oto Ahav Avihem Mikol Echav. The brothers saw that their father Yaakov loved him more than anybody. Okay, and that was followed with Vayisneu Oto. They hated him. But that was not enough. That was not enough to cause the rift between Yosef and his brothers. Excuse me. Says Rav Eibeschitz, Ilu Haya Hashvatim Yachlu Ledaberimo Haya Naase Shalom Beinehem. Says Rav Yonatan Eibeschitz, Hashem, of course, has a larger plan here. But Bederech HaTeva, had the brothers been able to speak it out, the entire episode would have been avoided. If only the brothers had spoken to Yosef, explained the problem, all of this could have been avoided. And it's an incredibly powerful lesson for us. God willing, none of us will have problems with others. But we are humans, and differences happen. Fights, God forbid, even happen. But chas v'shalom, let us not make the same mistake that the brothers made, and chas v'shalom, let us not have the results that the brothers and the family suffered. Talk it out. Talk things out. Work together on making things right. It's a simple remedy for some of the worst problems, God forbid, that a family can have, or a community can have, or a nation can have, God forbid. Have an amazing day and Shavua Tov, everyone.